This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you have Jerry's call on the buzzer beater?
Of course I do.
And I want to hear this.
Gio and I were sharing a brain because that's where I was going. You know, we got to keep it fair around here. He did that with you yesterday.
Yes.
So we got to go to his day yesterday, which was a long one because he did the show with you guys. Flew to Michigan. It's a 9 o'clock tip last night.
Ugh.
Rutgers is playing 15th ranked Michigan. They had a double-digit lead in the second half. Then they took the lead by one with 12 seconds left on a couple free throws. So then you get to the final possession here, Michigan inbounding the ball, down one with about 3 seconds left.
Gets it into Wolf, catches, dribbles, Burnett, a three for the win. Good! And Michigan has beaten Rutgers 84-82.
Oh!
They couldn't make a three all night, but when it counted most, the Wolverines come up big.
And maybe it wasn't that's a exactly 60-footer, but it was a deep three.
That was a deep three. But
and they were losing, too,
correct.
Unlike the Maryland game, where it was a tie game, would have gone into overtime.
Yes.
And the amazing thing is that the Michigan State player that hit the half-court shot had an off night shooting.
Yeah.
He did not have a great night until the last shot.
And same for Michigan, as Jerry alluded to there. Couldn't make a three all night, but when they needed it in a big spot, they did get it done. So a crushing loss on the road for the Scarlet Knights. On the fan here on the broadcast, they go to break, come back and chat for a minute or two, waiting for head coach Steve Peichel to join them. And about, I'd say, 6 or 7 minutes after that three ball went down, he did join the broadcast, and he was still hot, to say the least.
We head downstairs now. Head coach Steve Peichel with his coach, Jerry and Austin. You've been around this game a long time. How do you even react to that?
Just f***ing devastated for our f***ing guys. Played so hard and f***ing the whole time. Excuse my language.
Yeah, those were like jamming in those F words, too. They didn't even make sense where he put them. You know, like that's how badly he wanted to say those things.
Yeah, it's so disheartening. And I know from the coach's perspective for those kids, you know, you're busting your ass. You're trying to keep them in the game. You're trying to keep them in the season. You're telling them that it's not over yet. Keep playing hard. And then you lose games like, you know, Maryland lost the other night. And then the way that Rutgers loses last night, it's a killer. And, man, you know, these college coaches, you know, mm-hmm. they're like.
Yeah, I'm assuming nobody heard this on WFAN last night.
Yeah, so I spoke to Marco Belletti, who, of course, does the updates overnight, nighttime into the wee hours of the morning. And he told me that he was in the control room with McMonagall, who was waiting to come on. And I guess Big Zoo was working the board last night. And he tells me that Big Zoo was on top of it, slamming away on that dump button, and that nothing got through. So you're proud of your guy, Big Zoo. He's on top of it, making sure that no one out there is offended.
Well, new era
for Zoo. FCC fines for us. You know
the important thing is that I think Zoo is paying attention to what Eddie's doing. And now he's trying to make, you know, an impression on us.
Maybe.
And I kind of feel like you're trying to make the impression for him on us.
I mean, I didn't speak to him. He didn't say, hey, putting in a word for Boomer for me. But when Marco was telling me the story this morning, that's why I said, hey, think about it. You're in a game broadcast right? And some, Gio, you know this, sometimes we come out of delay for the actual play-by-play, and you build it back up, and you're thinking, all right, post-game show, you know, feet up spot. All
Jerry
good.
Recco, Steve Peichel, yeah. Nothing's going to happen
right.
here.
Yeah. And they were on top of it. And he was firing 3 F-bombs in 6 seconds. He had to be quick to react there, you know?
Yeah, when you and you, I don't know if they came out of delay and then went back up, but if they did, that's another feather in his cap to have built it back up after the game ended in order to have a situation like that. We'd be on top of it. So yeah, good job, guys.
Yeah, I don't know what they do for those broadcasts in here in 2025. It's been a minute since I was running the board.
Yeah.
So, but if that were the case, yeah, good job.
Either way,
those guys.
So they did their job.
They did their job.
They did their job. Just do your job.
That's right.
Don't do anything else, but just. Do your job. Whatever your job is, whatever the expectations are, just do your job.
Yes. I will say the unbleeped version is even better than the bleeped version, as it often is.
Yes. Oh, I'm sure he was hot.
Oh, boy. He was. He was not happy with the officiating or lack thereof down the stretch. Felt they didn't get a good whistle and just crushed for his guys.
Can't be more proud. Come into this place and just play them toe-to-toe the whole time, and you lose on that, like that play.
It's one of the. I've done this a long time, and I said to Austin, I don't even know what to ask him.
I felt for Jerry. It was a short interview.
I figured he would have known what to ask him since he was playing it so much yesterday with Maryland and Michigan State. Oh my God! I'm like, you just sat here and played it over and over and over again.
It's like you got free prep for this situation.
Exactly.
That's the way you got to look at it.
Yeah. Well. We'll have some fun with that throughout the course of the morning. Of course, he's not here. It would be better if he was sitting here and you could really, stick the knife in him.
I don't want to, God, because I want Rutgers to win.
Well, we all want Rutgers. Well, most of
us. Well, we want Rutgers and St. John's. Want them all in. Villanova, I want them all in.
Sure. It's down year for Seton Hall, so it would be nice for Rutgers.
I like Villanova.
I was going to say, that has nothing really to do locally with us.
I know, but I have friends who went to school there. And, okay.
Well, that's a you thing. I'm not a Villanova guy.
Yeah.
That's a you thing.
Plus, I was a huge Jay Wright fan when he was at Hofstra.
Same here, but he's not there any longer.
He's not.
Philadelphia and screw that.
Do you think
he's
going to get back into coaching somewhere?
No, I don't. Maybe even in the NBA.
Even at the pro level?
Yes, maybe in the NBA. 10% chance NBA, 0% chance college. Unless they really fix the nil thing and make it palatable for some of them.
Yeah.
Like the coaches that left.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
NBA-wise, Steph Curry goes for 56 on the road last night as the Warriors beat the Magic 121-115. The Golden State overcoming 41 from Paolo Banchero. Lakers over the Timberwolves 111-102. LeBron at 33, 17 boards and 6 assists. Luka Doncic, 21 points, 13 rebounds. In that game, Anthony Edwards got 2 technical fouls, gives him 16 for the year, so he faces an automatic one-game suspension unless one of those techs is rescinded. And I guess upon receiving that second tech, he like tossed the ball into the crowd or something. I saw a brief video of this.
Oh, he's going to get suspended.
He was frustrated. They did take a loss against the Lakers. Tonight, you got the Nets hosting Portland. Coverage on the Fan at 7:20. Knicks at the Grizzlies. Now, you guys, I think, touched on this a little yesterday, which was news to Al this morning on the warm-up show, talking about podcasts and how Paul George stopped doing his podcast. And was it Jerry who brought up Kendrick Perkins? Said that
Jalen
Brunson and Josh Hart had stopped doing theirs. Well, I guess they put out a new episode either yesterday or this week. And oftentimes they won't talk current Knicks stuff, right? It'll be sort of just life things or off the beaten
path. Pop culture, whatever.
Right, exactly. Be, yeah. So in this particular episode, they did talk about the fact that they've really struggled against these teams with good records. So I'll play you part one here, which is mostly Hart, and then what Brunson had to say at the end. And as Knicks fans, we'll get your thoughts. So here's part one.
A record against the top teams in the NBA. Pretty horseshit.
Would it be 0-7? 0-6?
7.
A team to see that stat and to recognize it, I think it can be taken two ways. It can be extremely beneficial because it could put you in a position of being humbled. You know, we have a lot of room to go, or, you know, kind of break teams and you think like, oh, we're not as good. I think with the mentality that we have and the character of the team that we have, I think it would be the first one.
All right, so there's Hart weighing in, and then Brunson steps in here. And this was the interesting part to me because, you know, we think very highly of him and the team, and not necessarily from a critical standpoint, but you would think there have been enough of these losses now that they would have some, you know, realization and a wake-up moment, but it sounds like maybe that's still to come.
The frustrating part about all this is that, like we have what it takes. We have the personnel. Like, we have everything we need in that locker room. We just got to put it together. The amount of times we've been, like, embarrassed on national television, I mean, that should ring a bell. Mm-hmm. Like, that should be, like, a wake-up call in itself. And not just for those games, just, like, for the rest of the season. Like, we gotta wake the hell up.
0-6, 0-7, how are they not awake at this point?
No, but I'll tell you, I love it. I love the fact that they were open and honest about this and that they weren't responding to, you know, questions from reporters. They were talking amongst themselves.
Sure.
Now, you can say whatever you want. This is their day off. They can do whatever they want on their day off. It's their right to have a podcast. I have no problem with any of it. And these guys don't do anything controversial. And I kind of take it away like they know what's going on. They know what's being said. They know how Knicks fans are trepidatious when it comes to playing one of these three teams. And they know their record. And I kind of liked it.
Yeah, I mean, I have no problem with their podcast either because they're not doing what Paul George did, which is slam his team and his coach and everything else in great controversy. They've never done that. And I also like the self-awareness thing. It's one thing to recognize it. It's another thing to fix it.
Yeah,
and these guys both said, I mean, we have the character in the locker room. They were talking, we have the players.
Less them doing the podcast, more of us kind of, I mean, how many big losses does it take against good teams for there to be a wake-up call?
Well, now it comes down to when is Mitchell Robinson going to play? Now, he said he thinks he's going to play on this road trip. And hopefully we'll see how the configuration looks and how different it looks. And whether or not he is the starting five and Josh Hart goes to the bench and then he comes off the bench and it kind of makes the team whole. So they just lost Huck Porty to a meniscus.
Mm-hmm. 4 to 6 weeks.
And he actually
weeks.
Played pretty good.
Guy finally gets a start. Now he's down too.
Yeah, for about 4 to 6 weeks with a meniscus.
I did not see that. All right. Mm-hmm. My bad. Not on top of that.
That's all right. That's why I'm here.
All right. Well, we'll see how they fare against the Grizzlies tonight on the road because they had their way with Memphis at the Garden coming out of
they
the
did.
Was that coming out of the All-Star break? Or no, it was prior to the All-Star
break. Prior to the All-Star break.
This is another Tier 2 team. So the Knicks at this point are a Tier 2 team along with Memphis. And let's see how they play on the road. I think it was 7 out of the next 8 or 8 out of the next 9 are on the road.
Yeah, and they have the West Coast trip coming up. Now, they went west earlier in the season. I think it was November, and they had a couple nice wins on that trip a while ago. But, you know, maybe getting away from this area and being out on the road
and
together
galvanizing
for a little while.
A lot of times teams come together on the road when they're hanging out together and they're doing their thing and they're traveling and just playing ball. So hopefully that's going to be the case for them. And they've played really good. They've had some really good games.
Of course.
They've had some great games. And it's going to be one of the better teams that we've seen in the Knicks in 30 years. So we know that. Now the question is when they get to the playoffs, are they going to be healthy? And are they going to be the team that Jalen Brunson thinks that they have there? That's really what it comes down to.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.